Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. What is your first response when you don't know what to do or where to go? In Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 24 we read, God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They are created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God, I say it over and over. When faced with everyday life, do you first run into the loving and trusting arms of our Father? Do you stick with Him, stay in His presence and trust that He has your back, or do you withdraw? Our scripture this week comes from Psalm 23 verses 2 to 3 and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. The Lord offers a resting place for me in His luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace and quiet brooks of bliss. That's where He restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in His footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to His name. Let us be determined this week to trust and believe that God is our best friend and shepherd and that He wants to restore and revive our lives. There is no problem too big for our Father God to solve. No question He doesn't have an answer to. No sickness or brokenness that He cannot heal. No power or sin that He hasn't defeated yet. No mountain that He cannot move. No storm that He cannot calm. There is absolutely no step that we have to take without Him. He is our more than enough. For Him, nothing is impossible. Let's remember that when we feel tired and spent, our amazing Lord is our place of rest. He provides for us an oasis of love, peace and quiet. And in a process or season of questions, pain or desperation, He restores and revives our lives. He is good, faithful and His love never runs dry. He is kind, merciful and in control. He is all we ever need to find rest and restoration. Let's allow Jesus to lead us. Even if our life's path takes us through the darkest valley, we are not to fear. We don't have to be afraid. We serve a God who is almighty, who are close when we seek Him first in everything. Our authority, strength, and peace are grounded in Jesus. God's promises stand forever. He will never leave nor forsake us. Let's seek Jesus' guidance in all we do, think, and say. And lastly, let's ask God to anoint us with His Holy Spirit. We don't have to feel weak or ordinary. We have authority as children of God. We should stand in victory, in strength and peace. Death is defeated. Jesus has us covered. The Holy Spirit is equipping us and interceding on our behalf so that we can live extraordinary lives. Lives where God's goodness pursues all of our days. Lives filled with hope and love. Let's pray together. Father God, make us vessels and help us worship with the sole purpose of glorifying Your holy name. We are sticking with You, God. Show us Your will. We offer our deepest longings to You. We trust You. Help us to follow Your ways and may it bring You the greatest glory. Help us to keep walking by faith, to not be afraid, to never give up and to stay at Your feet. Fill us with Your Spirit. Thank You for showering us with Your love. Thank You for restoring and reviving our lives. Thank You for giving us Your peace and for making our steps steady. May our lives honor You. We cry out, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Thank You for Your mercy, love and faithfulness. We bless Your holy name. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.